Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe even spinning it more forward now. Since then, we've learned Ian O'Connor's report saying that just because the Giants release yesterday read as if Shane is going to be back and making the decisions. I mean, it literally said he's going to be leading the charge as far as finding the next head coach. But since that report from O'Connor saying it's not a given that Shane will be back, and there's a lot going on with the health of Mr. Mara, so maybe BT, the way to spin it forward for us is, either way, we know that somebody's going to be having to pick a new head coach. Well, which direction should they go in? And we haven't talked about Kafka at all. I heard the morning show talking about it a little bit. I mean, the idea to me that Kafka could do anything in these final seven games to earn this job, that would just be insanity. I'm looking to go outside the organization, and I'm looking to hire a known, proven commodity.
I would too, but I think they really like him, and I think that they're really intrigued by what they look like with his direction front and center. So I do think he's got a small chance to get the job here. Now, I'm saying I would do that, but see, I think everybody's focused on the wrong thing. Everybody's kind of, you know, locked in, like they're pushing this three steps further than they need to start. Everybody's wondering who's going to get him Lombardi number five. How about getting him back-to-back playoff appearances? Like, right. That's really where my focus is. Like, there's such an...
But you think Kafka could be that guy?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I think that they internally view him as a potential star. Remember, he's had interviews around the league. He's well thought of. All right, so I think they want to see how he works with Dart whenever Jackson comes back and plays. I just think that if they'll give him a small chance to be retained, I wouldn't necessarily do that. So, like, the step from where the Giants are to year-to-year relevancy is a big one. I'm not saying that you can't have sporadic success.
Yeah.
God almighty, that wasn't coming out.
Not wow. Easy. It's okay.
No, it is easy. Yeah. I don't know why I can do it. So, and you got that with Dable. Like, you got that sporadic moment. You know what I mean? And that should tell you right away that's not the ultimate goal, because anybody could have a one-off here. It's what do you do to build the infrastructure and put you want with the Mets, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in a row where you're vying for a World Series. You know, you're winning two division titles. You're getting two wild cards. You're in the mix. So to me, I am, and I've used the term a lot, mitigating risk here. There are a lot of impressive young coordinators out there, sharp minds, innovative minds, college assistants, coordinators, whatever. I'm not doing that. I'm looking at somebody who's already done it. And even if they don't have a Super Bowl or only one, and even if I didn't love the way their last job ended, that's the person I'm going to focus on.
Yeah, I just want somebody that's a proven commodity to a certain extent. And again, we need to see all the names that are out there. I don't mind evaluating what Kafka could do here. I just would want to, if I'm firing the head coach, Brian Dable, I'm not going to have the guy under him. It's basically the same thing. What's the excuse for the defense, all that stuff? I want somebody that's going to overhaul the whole thing, me personally, and build a sustained winner. So I don't think it would be a first-time head coach for me. I'm not going in that direction. Doesn't mean that can't work. I would rather go down the proven commodity. We've talked about Gruden. We've talked about Bill Belichick. You've mentioned Kiffin before. I want to see the entire list of candidates. And by the way, maybe there's some. I saw the Post had something before about some possible potential candidates for the Giants here. Maybe there's a trade thing. You've mentioned this where we're talking about maybe Tomlin shakes loose. And I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. But how could we sit here definitively and say, well, I'd hire this guy or that guy without knowing the entirety of who's going to be available? Now, will they go through the process of making a trade? Are the Steelers really going to make Tomlin available? But we've heard about that stuff. Anyway, either way, I need to see the entire list, but I would definitively want somebody with experience before. Doesn't mean he'd have to be a Super Bowl champion or have the ultimate success, but somebody with head coaching experience before that can oversee a whole program, not just be an offensive coordinator to develop Jackson Dart.
He, whomever it is, when he steps to the podium, he's got to project a... like a conviction, not based on hope, but based on evidence because he's already done it. I think that that's the projection, the voice that you need whenever that introductory press conference is. Not like this guy could be good, more like, wow, this guy was good and now he's the Giants head coach. That's what I want. I got some odds for you here.
Yeah.
John Gruden, 10-1. Jason Garrett, 12-1.
God, Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that
Come
either,
man.
I'm
man.
Not feeling the J.J. Garrett stuff.
I know this ties in with the organization. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, if whatever
I'd rather
takes,
Kafka than Jason Garrett.
I might, too. Whatever it takes to get Garrett off of TV doing that stupid TikTok thing. Did you see? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, come on, man. God. Mike McCarthy, 12-1. Belichick is 16-1. And then you got some other names, whether it's Lane Kiffin, Cliff Kingsbury, Jesse Minter, Clint Kubiak, Joe Brady, Billy O'Brien came up on the show the other day, John Harbaugh, Mike McDaniel, if he's fired, Steve Sarkisian wants back in the NFL,
yeah.
Brian Flores, Kafka, Matt Nagy, Mike LaFleur, Lincoln Riley, those are just some
of the
names.
I think a lot of those guys could be appealing as far as building a staff. I don't know if I want many of them to be the head coach. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sam is in Parsippany. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. Longtime fan. 2 points. On the head coaching points that you guys just made for the Giants, I'm a diehard Giants fan my whole life. I definitely agree with you guys. I want somebody who's done it before. I was actually looking around, and it'll sound crazy now, but Kyle Shanahan, after this year, his contract only goes up. The next season, he'd be a lame duck, which is interesting. They let a guy like that kind of go into a lame duck season. Obviously, I mean, it would be one of those. It would be shocking the NFL, but... I mean, the Eagles did it with Andy Reid, similar where they've been successful for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just time for a change. So that him, I've heard, there's been some rumors on KOC. I would absolutely love KOC with Dart if there is, that there's a rift in between the Vikings organization. And then
KOC.
A guy, that. Yeah, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, can we call him Kevin O'Connell? How is anybody supposed to know I've never heard that before. KOC.
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it on Twitter.
Oh,
how would you say that, by the way? KOC.
What do you mean?
How would you, if you actually say it? How would you say it?
What are you talking about?
I don't know, I'm just asking. If you put the how would you say it?
Yeah, Hoff, can you stop BT here?
I'm just going to start dumping everybody.
Yeah, KOC. Did you know what he's talking about? No idea.
I did, but
Kevin O'Connell, and they're not going to let him go.
Yeah. No, like I said, that would be, another guy who I think would be really good, and it's going to be one of those that might come a little bit, with a little scrutiny just because of the things, how the things are playing out on his current team, but... I like Kevin Stefanski. I mean, he's a 2-time Coach of the Year.
Oh my God!
I just think the Browns are the Browns are a bad organization, but that's
so the Giants.
Did you watch the Browns Jets game on Sunday?
I did not. I was watching the Giants game.
Fair enough. And that's why you bring up Stefanski's name. If you watch that game, certainly the last drive of that game, you would never in a million years bring up Stefanski to be the head coach of your football team. Doesn't mean he knows how to coach, but I don't know if I've ever seen a worse defensive sequence from the Browns, whose head coach is Stefanski. They couldn't get the ball back because of 2 mind-numbingly idiotic penalties. So no thank you with Stefanski.
Yeah. Okay. And then my other point was on Joe Shane. I don't think he's been perfect by any means, but I do think given where he got the team, which was cap strapped, aging team, and devoid of talent. I mean, this is an attractive job now, specifically for, because of Dart, and I kind of give him 50-50 credit on Dart because I give most of the credit to Dable. He really wanted him. By all accounts,
what has Joe Shane done well? Just simplify it. Just tell me that. Why do you want to believe in Joe?
He fleeced the Panthers for Brian Burns.
Yeah, that was his buddy. That was his buddy Dan Morgan. Okay, but still, go ahead.
Okay, he still fleeced them. The Evan Neal, he gets a lot of flack, and rightfully so. But tell me a GM that wouldn't have drafted Evan Neal.
No, that's
Evan
not,
Neal
was that's the number one
guy. All those other guys you could have drafted. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Somebody asked you, I asked you to give me good things about Joe Shane. You gave me one about getting Brian Burns, fleecing his buddy Dan Morgan. He took advantage of that. We all saw it on the Hard Knocks stuff. And that's a good trade. Okay, we love that.
The combine, right? Is that where they hooked up?
I think so. They were having that conversation.
I mean, the one thing that I said, and I'll give Joe credit here. So, I mean, Dable's banging the table. You know, I want Dart, which is amazing. And, you know, listen, if Dart goes on to be what we think he might be, then, you know, Dable's going to be remembered a little softer down the road when things eventually become really good for the Giants. But he wanted to take him third. Joe Shane said, nope, we don't need to do that. We could take this guy third, Abdul Carter, and then I could find a way to trade back in and still get our guy. So, you know, if he would have just jumped and just kind of flinched and like, you know what, wow, you really love him that much, let's take him third. Well, you know, now it's a different financial commitment. You don't have Carter. So you got to give him some credit, but I feel like people are tripping over themselves. Like, they're trying to invent ways to make it seem like Joe Shane's put the Giants on a course to be really good.
I'm a little confused.
See it.
Do we not evaluate general managers anymore based on record? Is that done? Like, everybody's trying to go into the weeds. Well, he did this. Well, he could have done that. The guy's been here for 4 years. I would hope that you could come up with a few moves that were good moves, like trading for Burns. Okay, that's one. You could come up with a few. Oh, yeah, Malik Nabers. Oh, anybody could have picked him. Are we not just simplifying and basing his job off of what the record is in 4 years? And I would even throw out the first year because he had nothing to do with that roster that first year that had success. That was old Gettleman's team. So what exactly has Joe Shane's brilliant drafts produced? How many wins over the last three seasons? Just simplify it. Go on that. Now, if you are of the belief you don't want to evaluate a general manager based on record, okay, fair enough. Then you can come up with other stuff that you'd like. That he drafts guys with potential that regress, whether it's Deontay Banks, Tyler Newbin, whatever it may be. Certain guys there. Certain guys that have been pretty good. Certain guys that have been bust. You want to go over his just that resume? Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go based off of all of it, specifically the horrific record that his teams that he have built have had.
Yeah, and by the way, when you get some extra points for identifying the right quarterback, Joe Shane or anybody else, I'm not even talking about Joe, I'm just talking about just overall, you know, grading GMs. All right, you get the right quarterback, you're going to get some extra points. But when you swing and colossally miss the way he did with Evan Neal, you're getting more points subtracted. It's not like he's an average player or he did a couple of good things and, you know, they don't know if they're going to extend him to a second contract because he's not quite what they thought, but he was okay, but he's expendable. He's atrocious. I mean, he doesn't even suit up.
It was a pick that insert any robot GM and they would have selected Evan Neal. I want somebody that's a little bit of an independent thinker that's not just going to go chalk or fall in line. And we've seen the way Joe Shane operates thanks to Hard Knocks. And to me, it's not somebody that's in full control or command or with conviction. I, if I were leading something like that, would take everybody's opinion into account and then ultimately make my own decision while weighing some other's opinion, sure, but be definitive about it. And he's like, I think he puts too much sometimes on his staff. And he's the one that's going to be in the line of fire here. So I get it's a delicate balance. Hey, it's a tricky job. That's why you're getting paid millions of dollars to do it. But ultimately, you should be judged on your record. No, and his record's got awful.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And I'm just kind of going back to this 2022 draft. Listen, the Giants had to take an offensive lineman. There's no doubt. But the evaluation was obviously very, very off. And if you go a little bit further, like, hey, maybe some other general manager would have traded out of that spot and still found a way to get Tyler Smith for the Cowboys, who's a Pro Bowler, or Tyler Linderbaum, who's a great center for the Ravens, or, you know, even, yeah, I mean, those are two Pro Bowl linemen that were drafted 20 spots behind Evan Neal.
That separates the good from the bad. Those are the type of things. And in that same draft, you drafted Kayvon Thibodeau with the 5th overall pick, and he hasn't lived up to the expectations.
No.
I'm not
no,
trying to pick
not.
On him again.
He has
not. But come on. Those are two. He had the 5th pick and the 7th pick. And nothing.
Man.
Come on. Basically nothing with that.
Didn't we do that? That's the show we did together,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That was the draft show. Who else was me, you, Keith,
Kim Jones.
Kim Jones.
I think, was Evan there for a little bit?
I don't remember seeing Evan. I remember seeing Keith. I think there was
Marash
all four
was there.
Was Sean there? I don't remember seeing Sean either.
But he stopped by for a segment. I don't know if Evan was there, but yes, it was me, you, Kim. We were doing it at the Meadowlands
Sportsbook. Right? Yeah. And that, I remember you were pissed off because the Falcons took Drake London. That was the year they took Drake.
By the way, turned out to be a good pick. But
he is pretty good.
Yeah, I hated. See, at least you're getting some consistency. I hated that pick because I don't believe in drafting a skill position player that high when you had the other needs, similar to the way I felt with Malik Nabers.
Yep. Now, that was a really good draft.
Jets took Garrett Wilson that year?
Yeah, Garrett Wilson. But think about it. And Sauce. So Aiden Hutchinson, he went second. Hutchinson, Derek Stingley, who was a great corner. That was Trayvon Walker, the DN from Georgia.
Okay.
Remember that? Okay, so he's yet to make a Pro Bowl, but Hutch, Stingley, Gardner more early than recently. Then it was Kayvon. Yeah, I mean, then you had Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, a couple of Jameson Williams for Detroit. He's been a little bit banged up, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember sitting there and like, hey, this is the transformational, like the moment where the Giants have two top
picks. Jets.
The Jets have to get a corner, get linemen, you know, and here we are. Basically, everybody's a bust or they're gone.
Right, that was supposed to be get us out of this hell, and yet here we are years later. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's The Return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Pablo's in Dover, New Jersey. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, BT, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Hanging in there, man. As a Giant fan, ticked off. I think, obviously, retaining Joe Shane, you guys are spot on. The track record across all facets of roster building, whether it's free agency, the draft, trades, you name it, he fails. I will say one thing. I've read reports, I think Connor Hughes had one, where it said the Giants' job is going to be one of the most desired. I disagree, man. I don't see if I'm a number one candidate and there's five or six openings that I want to come work for Joe Shane, a GM who's 20 games under 500, who can't build a roster. You know, we saw it last year. Jacksonville literally had to fire Trent Baalke because Liam Cohen withdrew last minute. So I see the same thing happening to the Giants. Why would I want to come in and work for a GM?
Because you think Jackson Dart's got a chance to be a superstar. That's the reason.
And the bigger picture, though, Pablo, and you're right, we did react to Joe Shane being retained, but there has been news that has come out, and thank you for the call, that would indicate it's not a certainty that Joe Shane will be retained as the general manager. So we have to react to that and adjust. I mean, I went nuts about it at 10 o'clock. We were going nuts about it together, BT, for the first segment of the show, first really hour and a half of the show. But with the news from Ian O'Connor coming out, that it doesn't necessarily mean Joe Shane's going to be back, even with the press release reading the way that it did yesterday, I think you do have to kind of just readjust for a second and say, okay, there were circumstances going on with the Giants organization to why Shane might be in place now. Doesn't mean he's definitely going to have the job come the end of the season, and that would mean that you just don't know. So you can't say it's not going to be an attractive job with Joe Shane. We still don't. I would say that Joe Shane's fate seemed determined yesterday. Today, that is not necessarily the case. So we should treat it as if Dable's fired and we don't know what's happening with Joe Shane.
Let's leave the door open. Let's do that out of respect to everything with the Giants, with Mr. Mara for sure. I like that approach. I'm with you. All right, so let's push this in a different direction because I totally disagree. I think the Giants' job is going to be incredibly coveted. I think it's got great appeal. Now, the Titans already fired Callahan. You want to go coach Cam Ward? Be my guest, okay? So there's two openings right now. Mike McDaniel, now maybe he's starting to save his job, but there's still a pretty good chance he'll get fired. You want to hitch your wagon to Tua? The answer is no. Jonathan Gannon, there's a good probability he's going to be out in Arizona. Who's their quarterback? Is it Brissett? Is it Kyler Murray? Do you like that situation? The answer is no. What about Kevin Stefanski? His name just came up. You want to go and coach Shedeur Sanders or this lefty, puss throwing Dylan Gay, whatever the hell his name is? You want to coach him? I don't think so.
If he's a puss thrower, what's Justin Fields?
Well, at least Justin's got some zip.
He
throws it like a big boy. I mean, this guy throws it like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but he completes
like a shot put.
I mean, but he completes passes. Good God. Yeah.
I don't know how he threw that touchdown. That ball was up there for 10 minutes against the Jets. Either way. All right, so if the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, Taylor's been there for a while, Zach Taylor. Anybody would want to coach Joe Burrow. That's a given. But how long is it going to take to fix that defense? It's going to take a long time, especially since management and ownership is very cheap, so they won't spend a lot of free agent money. Do you want to coach the Falcons? I mean, all right, maybe. Is Raheem Morris going to be out? He could be. And then obviously, potentially, you know, if Mike Tomlin leaves Pittsburgh, do you love their quarterback situation? Those are the very viable hot seat situations. To me, of all the very real situations, the Giants is the most attractive one.
I cannot say it's attractive at the moment. I need to see what happens over the course of the next few months.
Okay, but are the other jobs that I said, do you deem them more attractive?
Well, Cincinnati. 100%
that's the one with Burrow. But again, that defense, did they give up 40 points to teams that can't score? They give up 40 to the Jets.
Cleveland, I would never. No, I understand that. But if you're a head coach, you go in there, you have Joe Burrow.
I mean, unless Burrow says, get me out of here.
But we're going based off of now. If he's not there, then obviously Cincinnati would not be on the job. List.
I just took you through seven potential openings, and the two that are already there, the Giants and the Titans. I mean, the Titans ownership is a mess. Cam Ward stinks.
I would want no part of it. No interest. Think about it from a coach's perspective. The number one criteria for a head coach taking a job has to be ownership and stability within the organization.
And then what's number two?
Well, then a quarterback. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the quarterback situation, whether you could draft your own,
whether
you have one in place. But that's why I would eliminate the Browns. I would eliminate the Titans. Those two ownership spots are just not good. So I understand the appeal. I'm just saying that there's a lot of unknown. If we don't know what's going to happen with the general manager right now, then I can't just definitively say, well, it's all about Jackson Dart. If the general manager's still here, then it's a little bit less appealing to me, regardless of the situation with the quarterback. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll have Brian Baldinger coming up in 20 minutes. We'll continue with your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was in the car coming back out of St. John's NIL event. I listened to it for a little while. It was 0-0, as you know, deep into that game. There were a couple of offensive linemen that went out. I heard all that stuff in the car. Lane Johnson got hurt, then he came back. And then I did watch some when I got home, and then I fell asleep for a little bit here. Ugly stuff, though. Just an ugly, like, that's not an appealing game to me.
Yeah, I did not watch a second of it. You know why? Because I have YouTube TV, and I couldn't. And I am in line with YouTube TV here. I'm like, my buddy Jimmy Trainor was asking me about this. Oh, what's it going to take for you to go out of your way? Like, at what point do you draw the line and go somewhere else? I'm not going anywhere else. I'm done. I don't care. I'm tired. I'm drawing the line here. I don't care if I have to miss Monday Night Football. Screw it. It's not my fault anymore. I'm not chasing like these sucker consumers that we have been for so long, to the point where now it's gotten out of control with the amount of services that you have to have and the way that we watch TV. I like YouTube TV. I'm not going out of my way for the NFL, for Monday Night Football, for ESPN. I'm just not doing it. End of story. I'll figure it out. I'll watch highlights. I'll talk about a game. I can still do it. First of all, I don't have to unless it's a New York game. Mm-hmm. And I love the NFL more than anybody else. I'm just not doing it. What am I supposed to do? Cancel my, uproot my whole cable system, get somebody else in, go buy another app. I'm not doing it. You got to draw the line somewhere. So if they don't figure it out, it is what it is. I'm not bending to their demands. It's absurd. It's disgusting. They're all pigs about it, and I've had enough of it. And it was a garbage game anyway. Your product stunk last night. I'm glad I didn't have that on my TV as an option to watch. You know what I watched instead? Mm. I watched Soulmates with my wife. You ever seen that show?
Soulmates.
Have you ever seen that show? Apparently it's old.
Yeah. What is it?
It's kind of like Black Mirror. Do you watch Black Mirror?
Mm-mm.
Huh, if you watch Black Mirror?
I love Black Mirror.
Okay, so you'll like this show, Soulmates. The idea of it, and it's a tricky show to watch with your wife. The idea of it is you go get some tests done.
Okay.
It takes place in the future. They read your eyes or whatever. They read you. They find your soulmate. You go get tested for your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see if there is a match out there. And it could say, like, your match has not been discovered. Or you could have your match. And it's a show based off of that. And each episode is an individual episode.
How do you hear about all these shows?
I don't know. It just came up on Netflix, I think. My wife started watching it. I was like, oh, I'll watch that with you. And then I got into it. It's actually good. I can't wait to go home tonight. I'll probably get the Knicks tonight. But I can't wait to go home and watch it. And, you know, then it's one of those situations like, you better never do this. I'm like, it's a show.
She starts getting on you?
Well, it does beg the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had the option to go get tested for your true soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
I don't need to.
Because you found your soulmate.
Yep.
Huff, if you had the option to get, I should warn you. Remember last time you opened the mic and talked about your wife, you got in trouble. If you had the option to go test for a soulmate, even though you're married, would you do it?
Yes. And it would come back Nicole, hopefully.
Because that's also your soulmate.
Yes. Exactly.
And I, Dove, I already know what you're going to say. And I call BS on all three of you. I would be first in line.
Yeah.
Where is my soulmate? And if it turned out that my wife was, in fact, a match, I'd be like, see, I made the right decision.
And what if she wasn't?
I got some thinking to do.
papers to file. You got more than thinking to do.
First, I
got to
see what's on the other side.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying it wouldn't be appealing to see what the other side of the curtain looks like. But that's what being young and single is all about. So I got married late, man.
Soulmate.
Not a batting practice.
Do you believe in that, soulmate?
I do. I do.
I don't believe in that myself.
Now, I also don't believe that anything's perfect, but I do. Okay. I believe in that too. Yeah. I mean, I think if you have to, I mean, I guess you don't have to, but I always didn't, and then I did.
Let me ask you this. How many women in your life that you have dated have referred to you as soulmate?
None.
None ever?
No, just Jen. That's it. None.
I'm
sure they were thinking it, but they didn't tell me. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, I've never heard that once.
I mean, it's kind of a corny thing to say. When you're younger,
when you're dating?
Maybe,
yeah, oh, maybe come on.
You know, oh, you're my soulmate.
Yeah, no, that's how they say it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, okay. I never heard that when I was dating, and I got married when I was 37, whatever it was. I met Jen when I was 35. I never heard that during the dating game, probably because I never let him hang around long enough to hear it.
I mean, we're soulmates now. We're married. Like, of course we're soulmates. What do you think this is, fate? Like, it just, I met you, you met me, we fall in love. I like you, you like me. I don't think this was some, like, soulmate thing. I mean, come on.
Kind of like the Giants situation. Yeah. Maybe not exactly perfect. You'll have a head coach and a GM, maybe not on the same page, but maybe it works out.
See. Their record's a lot worse. Even as difficult as marriage can be sometimes.
Yeah. You're not 2-8, are you?
No.
I hear you.
No, I'm not. Dennis is calling from Summit. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. BT Chow, thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Sal, listen, I love you to death. I love your passion. But, Sal, you got to stop with these recycled names. McCarthy. Just what the Giants need, right, Sal?
I don't want McCarthy.
No. Okay.
No, I like him. Yeah. I like him.
You're throwing the name out, so we're going to talk about it.
Go ahead.
So it's McCarthy, who went to a franchise where the owner's calling all the shots. We don't need another yes guy.
I don't want McCarthy, so we agree there, but go ahead.
Okay, then on top of it, this is the one that really wrangles me and gets my shorts all kind of bunched up and tight.
Okay.
Sal, Belichick. Look at his record minus Tom Brady. It's 435 winning percentage, Sal. Mm-hmm. Anybody else in the league would have been fired. We do not need Belichick.
Now you could say you don't want Belichick at this particular point in his career. You can't go to his record. He's one of the winningest head coaches in the history of the league. And
No, Sal. Why can't you go to his record, Sal?
Because I can. But his record is one of the best records in the history of the league. You can't say
with Tom Brady at the helm.
Okay,
we don't have Tom Brady.
What's Phil Jackson's record without Michael Jordan or Shaquille O'Neal? Thank you for the call, Dennis. That is one of the dumbest arguments you could ever make, ever. What's Andy Reid's record in Super Bowls without Patrick Mahomes? Like, are we going to go there now? I'll pick any great head coach, and I'll find you a great quarterback to go along with him. Come on now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Bill Belichick, who drafted and developed Tom Brady? Does Belichick not get credit for that? I hate that argument. You and I have had that argument plenty of times before.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think it is the dumbest thing ever. You can't take it away.
You can't take it away, but you can provide context here. What's Mike Tomlin without Big Ben? Not the same guy. Now, I don't know where it starts and where it ends, but... You know, I know that Andy Reid won a lot of games with Alex Smith. I think he only won 11 games.
He won a lot of
two,
games
three.
With Donovan McNabb, too. But guess what they called him? Oh, he can never win the big game.
Understood. But, we're not talking about, we're not talking about Belichick getting to the precipice of winning a championship without Brady. When you talk about Belichick without Brady, you're talking about an unsuccessful coach.
How was Bill Parcells without Bill Belichick as his coordinator?
How was Bill Parcells? No, I mean, I'm not saying that you don't want to surround yourself with smart people. I'm not saying that at all. I do get it, though. Like, listen, if you don't have a great quarterback, you're not going to win a championship. But so to me, the measurement really is that next cut below it. Are you competitive? If you have a starting quarterback, and that's why I like Mike McCarthy. Now, I'm not saying he's a home run, but I do like his call was about McCarthy. That was me. And how do you do when Dak Prescott is out, as he missed a lot of games for him as a coach, and he kind of kept it afloat? I mean, Mike McCarthy won a lot of games for the Cowboys, 12, 3 years in a row. Look at the Cowboys now. They're an absolute train wreck. And Dak Prescott did not play all those games. He was hurt. He was laying on the turf with his ankle sideways. And they still found the way to punch through. So I think it's a good measurement. I don't think it's the ultimate measurement, but I put some stock in that. Absolutely.
Here's the list that I'd ask everybody to come up with. And by the way, you can make a good argument against Belichick. Even me, the biggest Belichick supporter, understands that it didn't go well at the end of New England, couldn't rebuild that thing back up, and obviously with North Carolina, all that's going on. Those are legit arguments. His record is the worst argument to make, because name the head coaches that have more wins in NFL history than Bill Belichick. There are two, exactly. Don Shula, George Halas. That's it. Two. In the entire history of football, there's only two head coaches that have more wins than Bill Belichick. So the record, to me, is not a good use of a knock against Bill Belichick. By the way, Andy Reid is fourth on that list with 278. A guy who I always loved, even though some people would look at Reid and say, well, he couldn't get to the Super Bowl, couldn't win the Super Bowl, all those NFC Championship losses, couldn't win the big game. Okay, he was a great coach, had sustained success for a long time. It was proven. Look at what the Chiefs did then. Hiring him, you'd kill to have a guy like Andy Reid right now.
There's no question. And by the way, McNabb was good. McNabb's not an all-time great, so there were some limitations with Donovan McNabb as a quarterback out there in Philly. Listen,
the fact that you could take him to a Super Bowl is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of side on the same side with that. Like, to me, I tended to prop up all the NFC Championship appearances more so than failing to win the championship. So, see, the Belichick thing, though, is very interesting. All right, so the record without Brady is undeniable. I don't really focus on that as much, although, I just gave you my opinions on that, which are a little counter to yours. I look at it as when Bill Belichick is tasked with the ultimate authority of building a staff and or drafting He's not good.
Different argument.
No, I know. But that's like what I focus on. Like if the Giants brought him in and they give him carte blanche and full autonomy, that's not what I'm looking to do. I want Belichick to coach, not to draft.
Correct. You can't just say, well, I don't want, this is the caller before. Well, I don't want Mike McCarthy because he's been there, done that. Okay, fair enough. I actually agree with McCarthy, although I think he's better than some other options. Well, I don't want Belichick because what's his record without Tom Brady? I mean, that changes the entire history of everything. So you can't, that's a stupid argument. And then I would counter, well, who do you want? If you don't like the winningest head coach or one of the winningest head coaches in the history of the sport who identified and drafted and then went to that quarterback to help win him his first Super Bowl, if you don't want him, who do you want? Who are you going to sell me on? Who's better than that? What are the other options? You don't want McCarthy. You don't want Belichick. Who do you want?
I was curious who he was going to. I know we clipped him before we got the answer. Because, yeah. I was very curious of that as well. Like, if he would have said Tomlin, well, then he could reach for what I just said. You know, Mike Tomlin, I've got great respect. I love him to coach the Giants. Hell, I want him to coach the Jets. But Mike Tomlin without Big Ben, and what's he doing? So I really was curious what answer, because if he gave us an unproven coordinator, then to me, that's laughable. So you're gonna downgrade a Belichick or a McCarthy or a Reed or whomever, but you're going to elevate somebody who hasn't done it at all? Makes no sense to me.
And by the way, there are multiple ways to win. I could be wrong. You could be right. It doesn't matter. The same thing with Pete Carroll. I wanted Pete Carroll for the Jets. Doesn't mean there's a right or wrong here.
I get it. I always look at it this way, and my answer would not be Bill Belichick. I want your answer. It's such a leap of faith because there's so many assumptions you have to make baked into to get to the answer. But if I said, all right, Sal, Team X, same exact roster. Team Y, same exact roster. Whatever decade it is, whatever the rules are, whatever the stuff is, who do you want coaching? I've always said Parcells. I've got one game to win. I want Bill Parcells.
I know, but...
And I want him over Belichick.
But what does it have to do with this conversation?
No, nothing. Because,
I thought you were going to give me Belichick and McCarthy.
I say that because I don't get wrapped up in the sheer total volume of wins.
Understood.
That's why I bring it up.
Understood. You know BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. We'll have Brian Baldinger on the other side. Get his insight to all things NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Obviously, Baldy, the firing of Brian Daboll, we'll get to that in just a second. I do want to start, though, with the play of Jackson Dart and him getting hurt. Do you think that any of that is on the head coach, Brian Daboll, the play calling, the way they've used Jackson Dart since he's taken over as starter?
No question. There's no question about it. I mean, first of all, they had a play in the first half where they put Bellinger on Montez Sweat, the only decent pass rusher the Bears have. He collapsed the pocket. He's on the middle of the sea, in the middle of Soldier Field with his helmet off, holding his head. After everything that's happened to him, I thought Taylor Bethune put him to sleep last week on a run up the middle. And then that run on second and six in the third quarter with 5:15 to go, up 20-10. And that's when, the ball got stripped out of his hands by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yep.
Like, why is he running? Why are they running a read option? Why not Tyrone Tracy, Devin Singletary? Why is he running it? Like, he's a great runner, I get it. But they did the same thing with Daniel Jones, and they ruined him physically. They did the exact same thing. Like, I do think that's a part of it right here.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe even more damning here is that he was clearly concussed, and he goes back out to play football, and then they pull him after he threw a pass and a couple of plays. So where's the checkpoints? Where's the culpability? What happened there?
I don't know. They have independent, people, doctors that are in charge of that. Independent because they don't want the team to, like, do what we saw Brian Daboll do, like go into the tent after him. That's why he was fined so heavily.
Yeah.
Like, this is because players, they can't protect themselves. Like, they're just the competitive juices flow in Jackson Dart, other players too. You need somebody that's not involved making those decisions so that we don't get these head injuries the way that we see them. And that's why all these protocols are in place.
Yeah, no question. All right, so Baldy, let's push this forward here. All right, we spent a lot of time today talking about, obviously, Daboll yesterday and Shane today. And it's, listen, maybe Shane's back. The way it was worded kind of caught us off guard, whatever. But you really know the league, and you know the health of most of these buildings here. When you compare the Giants, their ownership at this point, the way they're run, the amount of true football people in the building, how does it stack up with some of the other teams in the NFL?
Well, I mean, the record speaks for itself. I mean, it doesn't stack up. It doesn't stack up with what the Rams have done under McVay and Les Snead. It doesn't stack up with the way Seattle just made certain moves to get competitive again. It doesn't stack up with what goes on 90 miles south of them in Philadelphia. It doesn't stack up. They're not built for the long term. I mean, the Eagles make one move after another. If they make a mistake, they basically sweep, like Bryce Huff. They signed him to a $51 million deal. It didn't work out. Here's Jalen Phillips. He's the best player on the field last night. They reward their players with, handsomely, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Hurts. When their players perform, they don't go looking for somebody else. They, like Saquon. Like, they get a good player in, they make sure that that player is a part of, the nest for a long time. It doesn't stack up with what's going on in this league.
You think it's an attractive job for the next head coach?
Well, I think it can be. It can be. There's a lot of pieces in place. We've seen, immediate turnarounds in Indianapolis. They got the right quarterback. They got, they've got a star running back. They're very competitive right now. Things can turn around in a hurry in this league. We've seen that. Turned around in Seattle in 2 years. They got the right guy there. They're knocking on the door to win the division. It happens all the time if you get the right guys making the right decisions.
Boldy, if the Giants called you and they said, all right, help us out here. You're a local guy, need a little direction. Give us a list of three people where experience and temperament, things that you think would play in New York. Who would you put on that list for the Giants to really go after aggressively as head coach?
Well, that guy that they showed in the booth last night in Green Bay, Jeff Heffley, he's been in this league. Coached in this league. He's been a head coach at Boston College. Kind of reminds you of the other guy that came from Boston College, that won a couple Super Bowls here. His defense is fantastic. They led the league or second in the league in takeaways a year ago. Mm-hmm. He's got a real blueprint for how to play. Xavier McKinney leaves the Giants. He's an all-pro free safety with Green Bay. Like, that would be a guy. I would talk to Spags. Like, I don't know how Spags keeps getting overlooked, but every year his defense helps him get to a Super Bowl again. Those are guys that, you know, I would be interested in talking to.
But Baldy, with all due respect, and listen, you know much more than I do, but I mean, it's time to get somebody who's done the job. I cannot run the risk of a guy being overwhelmed and then just 5 years from now, the Giants still being a train wreck. There's no way.
Well, then you just go look at the Sean McVay tree, because there's five head coaches in this league right now, including Matt LaFleur. But, you know, in Jacksonville, they're all out of Sean McVay's tree. He trains coaches the way Andy Reid trained coaches. You know, a lot of these guys, first-time guys, are having a lot of success right now. You go to Baltimore and look at what Mike McDonald's doing. You go to some winning franchises that have turned out head coaches. And, you know, there's a proven track record with young guys. But, you know, I mean, does Matt Nagy float your boat?
No.
Like he, okay, there you go. I mean, but Matt
Mike
Nagy.
McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, I mean, I would move on from that.
You would, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't float my boat.
The Dallas gave him 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, he won, you know, 12 games every year. For.
Huh?
He won 12 games every year. Look at Dallas now without him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've made a lot of bad business decisions too. You know, like, you know, it's just a poorly constructed team right now. That's not really, you know, anybody's fault, but, you know, the front office.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I want to get back to the Jackson Dart aspect of this, Baldy. So what do you think a new head coach is supposed to do with him? If his greatest ability so far is the read option and running, which obviously you don't want to take that all away because it's going to be successful, how would you suggest coaching Jackson Dart to maximize what he could do on the football field?
Well, I mean, the guy plays the game fearless, not just because of the way he runs. His throws are fearless throws. Like, he knows what he's looking at. He's got a very clear picture. I mean, to me, if they were building this thing the right way, there's no reason to me that Jackson Dart can't be what we're looking at in Drake May. I just saw Drake May this past week in Tampa. Like, that kid, now he's not, he does run and he does scramble. Not the way Jackson Dart does, not as often, but they don't have plays in him for him to run. They handed off to Travion Henderson or Ramondre Stevenson, but he's not, they don't have designed runs for him. Like, that's just, you're already going to get hit enough, you know? And so I think physically they're very similar. I think the mentality is very, very similar. And the difference is the head coach in New England and the offensive coordinator that holds every single person in that building accountable every day and coaches them hard. I was talking to Drake on Sunday about it. What the week is like and the demands that are put on players, that's where it's got to start right now. These guys, you know, the offsides, the hold, you know, when they're up 20-10 by the offensive line, like, you can't just walk off the field when Runyon and Schlottman are backing you guys up when you got a chance to put that game on ice in Chicago on Sunday.
You know, Baldy, we were talking about the possible head coaching candidates. A guy I've always loved has been Josh McDaniels. I know he's failed a couple of different times. Any chance you'd give him a look here if you're the Giants?
I don't know. He's had two opportunities, and he hasn't been good in either one. I don't know a third opportunity is going to be any better. He is a great play caller. He works excellent with quarterbacks. There's no question. There would be I believe that Jackson would improve. But I don't, you know, you haven't seen the team respond to him around the quarterback in the offense.
Yeah, true. If you believe in maturity, then maybe you're a proponent of at least having a conversation with Lane Kiffin. That gets you excited all or no?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Lane is in demand everywhere. I just did a Texas Tech game, a BYU game, and his name is mentioned at LSU, Florida, every spot right now. But he's coached in the NFL. His dad coached in the NFL. Like, he's got NFL pedigree.
Yep.
You know, he coached Jackson Dart for 3 years. He got Jackson Dart basically drafted in the first round. He can coach. He's got a good offense. His concepts work. Yes, I would talk to Lane. It might cost a lot of money, but it could work.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants have money. I mean, if they don't want to spend money, then just keep taking shortcuts, and in 5 years we'll just reset and have the same conversation. I mean, money. Nobody wants to hear about the money. I mean, I know you're not saying that they wouldn't spend
it. No, you're right. They should.
Come on.
You're in the game to win.
Yes.
Like, money shouldn't have any, especially for the head coach and his coaching staff that he wants. Now, you know, can he get a GM, you know, that can build the team in his eyes the way he wants the team built? You know, and is Joe that guy? I don't know. But, like, yes, I would absolutely talk to Lane, and money, the check and how much it costs to get him, or any coach that, you know, that you really want to be the difference maker. It shouldn't be a factor.
What about Belichick, Boldy? We've talked about him. I know how big of a fan you are of Belichick. You think the game has passed him by, or would you take a look at him for this opening?
Well, if he could get Josh McDaniels to run the offense for him, you know, I would be interested.
Or maybe, like, Patricia for defense as well. You could have Belichick head coach, McDaniels, and then potentially Patricia?
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested in that. I don't think that Bill at this time should be the general manager the way he was in New England.
I agree.
Work out good.
He's not good at that.
Not pick good players. They missed on a lot of picks. And if he's in charge, and he's in charge of the draft, you can't. I don't know that any coach can do it anymore like that. It's just too hard. Rabel's got Elliott Wolf up there right now. They've done a great job in the draft, great job in free agency. I'm sure Rabel had to sign off on a lot of this stuff. He's hands on. But I mean, that's really. That's the franchise that you got to look at right now that's doing it the right way. But yes, I would be interested in Bill if he said, "Get me a general manager that can come in here and build this team the right way with the, you know, spending the right money and drafting the right players and all of that."
You know, a lot of we just reached for these names, and we've given you some new ones, so it's not like we're just lazily picking names out, but. You know, the Gruden name comes with a lot of energy and a lot of intrigue. Is there enough substance there with Gruden at this point for you to have a serious conversation?
Well, I mean, I like John and I respect John, but honestly, he was not good with the Raiders. Now, maybe Mike Mayock was his general manager, but they didn't turn things around with the Raiders there. You know, he won a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's team. You know, and he got it done. He made it happen. You know, and Monty Kiffin, they did a great job winning there. But I wouldn't say that, you know, his time out of football to go to the Raiders, that he was making a big difference at that point. Like, I know he's studying his film, and I know he's looking at all the new trends and all the things that have changed in his game, which is immense since he won a championship. But, you know, I mean, I would be interested in talking to him and picking his brain about things, and if he... You know, at least having the conversation.
Hey, Boldy, real fast. Listen, some of these wins are ugly, whether it's 39-38 or, you know, pretty gross this past week against the Browns. But you seeing any signs that Aaron Glenn is starting to stabilize things and maybe kind of getting a little rhythm as the coach first year or what?
Well, I mean, I do. I see fewer penalties.
Yep.
You know, they're not beating themselves. Look, Cleveland's a great defense, and they struggled for almost three full quarters. But they did kind of, like, Breece. You know, popped that screen. He popped a run. The offensive line kind of did good at the end of that third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And they played keep away and they scored. And so, you know, the special teams lost that game against Pittsburgh week one. They've made a change there. They've got the right guy in there. So I feel like piece by piece, we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround. They're buying in. You can see the celebration. You know, it's their second win. It's against Cleveland. But to see the guys celebrating in the end zone gave me, like, hope that they're on the right track, and let Moogie take these picks and let's see what he can do with them. You know, I think the trades were really good. The assets are good. The money is there. Let's see what they can do with it. Because I do feel like they should try to win every single game. Every game is important. This game on Thursday night against the Patriots is a measuring stick. It might be a blowout. The Patriots are really good, but I like to see how they compete Thursday.
Thank you, Boldy. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, my pleasure, guys. Yep. Okay.
That was all to see NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.